This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Immigration officers and other federal law enforcement pounded on doors at apartment complexes in Denver and Aurora early this morning. Mark Sewell lives at the Cedar Run Apartments in Denver and says the operation there began around 4 a.m. He worried his neighbors may not know their rights.
Do not open your doors. You are not required to show ID or identify yourself. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to refuse to have your car searched. Do not open your doors.
There's more at Denverite.com. Colorado's federal workers are concerned about moves to cut the government workforce, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Federal workers in Colorado say they're worried about what happens next as the deadline nears to take a buyout offer. Some Coloradans are already out of a job. One contract worker with USAID, a federal agency that runs aid programs around the world, was abruptly let go last week after working with the organization for several years. Billionaire Elon Musk says he is shutting down USAID as part of a plan to make government more efficient. Other workers reported having job offers and promotions rescinded. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Medical residents at CU Anschutz are asking for union bargaining rights. Here's CPR's John Daly.
A group representing almost 1,300 resident doctors say its members are overworked and underpaid after years of education and training. It says stress, fatigue, and burnout are common. It's asking for collective bargaining rights. A spokesman with CU's School of Medicine says it values the work of its residents and fellows. He says school leaders meet with them regularly and have been working to improve pay and compensation. The doctors work at six major hospitals in the Denver area, including UC Health, Denver Health, the Regional VA Medical Center, and Children's Hospital Colorado. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.